All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up on page Resh Samech Hey. So remember, again, we saw yesterday the dramatic statements from the Ramchal that after a person reaches the level of Kiddusha, so a person is able to go ahead and reach the level of Ruach HaKodesh, which we explain does not really mean prophecy, but rather differently means this idea of intuitive understanding, heightened intuitive understanding. And then after a person reaches the level of Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramchal says that a person literally is able to reach the level of Tchiyas HaMesim. So what does that mean? A person has the power to resurrect the dead. What does that mean? So the Ramchal explains, he says, Ukema Amarim Zichron Levracha, middle of page Resh Samechei, as Chazal tell us, so the Shlosha Maftechos Lo Nimsuru Biyad Shaliach, there are three keys that were never given to the hand, that were not given to the hand of a human agent. What are the three keys? And the Gemara says, amongst them, Maftea Tchias Amesim, the key of resurrection. That resurrection is something that is uniquely held, a power that is uniquely held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribono Shel Olam does not share with others. So the Gemara says, Hine, Hadavik Bo Yisdevekos Gomor, and yet we know that if someone achieves a certain level of heightened dvekas, of heightened connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that ultimately again a person is able to go ahead and even have this level of Tchiyas HaMesim. He goes on, he says, Shehu ma shemestiachis lo bifrat yoser min hakol, kimo shekasavti, vehu ma shesiyoy ma habraisa, ukdusha mevia lidei Ruach HaKodesh, v'Ruach HaKodesh mevia lidei Tchiyas HaMesim. So it was really an incredible idea. So the Ramchal explains this concept, that what does it mean that a person could get the key to Tchiyas HaMesim? So whether this is a literal concept or not, I mean, it is, because we know that there are people who did have the key of Tchiyas HaMesim. Eliyahu HaNavi was given the key of Tchiyas HaMesim, and as such, he was able to bring back the dead. Elisha was given the key of Tchiyas HaMesim, and was able to bring back the dead. So it's not a metaphor. It is an actual literal statement. But what it means is as follows. What it means for our purposes is as follows, which is, Tchiyas HaMesim, right, resurrecting the dead, represents something that is so profoundly divine, right? If you think about it, out of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do, the ability to resurrect the dead is one of the things that that represents the pinnacle of divine strength. That's why even in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, Mechalkel Chaim, right? Mechalkel Chaim, Mechasin, Mechayim Mesim, Berachamim Rabim. That says there that God sustains the living and brings back the dead is one of the greatest displays of divine might. So what does it mean that a person could get the key of Tchiyas HaMesim? So again, what it means for our purposes is that a person could achieve a level of dvekas, of connection that is so intense and so strong that quite literally a person is one with the divine, that a person would be given the key of Tchiyas HaMesim. So again, I want to be clear. It's not telling us that that's the goal, to get the key of resurrection. What it's talking to us is about the levels of dvekas, the levels of connection that we can achieve, that quite literally, again, a person could be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yata kori noem. This is not the person that Ramchal is winding down the Sefer. He says, V'yata kori noem. So therefore, again, just in this last level, so Kiddusha, which we've been speaking about before, brings to Ruach HaKodesh. Now, if you notice, in Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramchal really didn't devote any time to. Right? He just really didn't focus on that. But the Yisur of Ruach HaKodesh is that Kiddusha brings to a heightened level of understanding, which means we know this. When you're in a good place spiritually, you see the world differently. You see yourself differently. You see everything differently. And then Ruach HaKodesh brings the Tchiyas HaMesim. Tchiyas HaMesim representing this heightened level. After a person achieves all of this, he can mamish get to the level of Tchiyas HaMesim. Ve'ata, Korinon, you precious reader, Yadati Shekamoni Teda, Asher Lo Kilisi Bisifriza, Es Kol Chukei HaChasidus. So Ramchal says, you know, dear reader, that we have not covered nearly all of the different aspects of Chasidus. And I have not spoken about all the things I need to speak about in this topic. ki ein la davar sof, va'af le'ein lehisponin tachlus. So we'll say that Ramchal says, as we close out these concepts of chassidus, remember again, he's calling this now, we'll say, that, remember, we spoke about the mida of chassidus. He's not referring to that over here. He's referring to this entire sefer, right? Everything that we've been trying to do throughout Mesilas Yesharim is to try to become a chassid, to try to become a pious individual. And we've seen many different manifestations, many different chalokim pieces of that. Sram Chal says, all that we've spoken about in chassidus, you know, I've only kind of touched on a couple of major points. V'lo amarti komashi yishlor be'inyin zeh. And in no way have I said everything which needs to be said on all of these topics. Kiyem ledavar sof, for there is no end to the matter. Va'af lehizbonin tachlis. Aval amarti k'tsas, mikol prat, shebe prate habraisa, asher alaha yisarati chiburize. So it's almost as if, as Ramchal closes out the sefer, he gives a little bit of like a disclaimer. I just want you to understand that don't think that by mastering or learning this entire sefer that you've learned everything there needs to be learned on all of these different aspects of piety. My job, says Ramchal in the sefer, was to give you some bits and pieces of information, to go through each of the midos, to go through each of the attributes that, again, Rav Pinchas ben Yair goes through in the Braisa like we saw before, that are the ladder to spiritual growth, and to give you some basic insights on each of these things. So this is quite beautiful. The Ramchal says, my job is to kind of whet your appetite, show you some of the basic ideas, so that you now have the koach to go forward and continue to learn. Kevon shenigla darkam v'niftach orcham le'enenu l'aleches kan b'derech mishur. Again, my job was not to give you every last piece of information, because no sefer could contain and highlight every little bit of information pertaining to these particular midos. Instead, my job, says Ramchal, is to give you some basic ideas so that now you are empowered to go further and learn more. Kiva shenigla darka v'nichta archa l'inu l'achaz d'abdarusha. Val kol ki yotzei bazeh ne'emar. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. The chacham will hear and he will take lessons. V'navon tachbolas yikne. V'abolitar. Misayim also. Similarly, again, we have this concept that when one wants to become tahor, when one sets out on a journey to acquire life purity, to acquire spiritual purity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him along that journey. Ki Hashem yitin chachama mipivdas tvuna lahayshir ish ish es darko lifnei boros. So we'll say this is incredibly important, because Rav Chal is setting us up that lest you think that when we finish this sefer, okay, I've got it, everything I need to know, I know, I've learned all the necessary pieces and ideas. Not true, says Ramchal. What I've given you over here are Rashi Prakim, general chapter headings, a wonderful and important beginning. But where this sefer ends is where the real work begins, on two levels. First, again, Rabbi, we know that in the world of growth, learning is the easy part, right? Learning is always the easy part. Learning is enjoyable, it's fun, it's meaningful. Learning is not the challenge, it's the implementation. That's the challenge. It's taking what we've learned and now figuring out how to build it into our lives and realizing that sometimes the way to build it into our lives is to change our lives. That's where the challenge comes up. So says Ramchal, I've given you all the information. I'm giving you some of the information. Now, of course, again, your obligation is to go ahead, number one, learn more. Number two, figure out ultimately again how to implement. So we'll stop over here for today. We will finish the sefer B'Sha'a Tova U'Mitzlachas tomorrow. We'll end with his he ends really in a very beautiful and meaningful way. We'll do that conclusion tomorrow. We'll say Yishar Koach.